There's something amazing about people who see a problem and just do something about it. They act. You're about to meet an inspiring 10-year-old who spent the last year helping his city's homeless, motivating many others along the way to also lend a hand.
Hi, my name is Mr. 10. I have been raising money for the homeless. I saw lots of people, like homeless people on the streets, and my dad said that we couldn't give them money because they might spend it on stuff that's not good for them. So instead I wanted to give them food.
All right, take it in. Chuck it on the table.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm Mr. 10's mum, or Ashton's mum.
Mr. 10.
Ashton has a really strong sense of justice and fairness. It's a really strong character trait of his. And we would be walking past homeless people in the street and he would be really upset by it, ask why people were living on the streets and wonder what he could do to help them from a really early age.
For the first few weeks, I just bought some stuff from, like, just a few small things from the shopping centre that me and my dad and mum go to. But then my mum and dad introduced me to the early morning centre and I started raising money through them.
Wow. How many have we got this time?
Two weeks,
so yeah. 20 packs?
Yeah.
The Early Morning Centre is a community hub for homeless and vulnerable people, offering a safe, respectful and welcoming space. There are lockers, showers, computers, phones, as well as mail and laundry services.
I'm Cherie Stiles from the Early Morning Centre. My first idea was for him to collect 10-cent containers. The thought of a kid making all that effort for us, it was like I didn't want him to be out of pocket, and also a little bit of money adds up quickly.
She took us through the Early Morning Centre and it was perfect. Ashton was shown how they provide people with breakfast and lunch, how they have doctor's service, a veterinary service, like a barber. He was straight into Cherie asking, how can I help, what can I do?
So I thought that maybe collecting 10-cent containers, but then he decided he would do fundraising to get 500 emergency packs, which amazed me. I actually couldn't even believe that was the target. I love that someone so young aimed so high.
The homeless people are, or people are in need, allowed to get them one time a week. They consist of tuna, noodles, baked beans, cereal and gum and a few satchels. My target was to raise $5,000, which was 500 packs.
That is a big target. Why were you so ambitious?
Because I didn't, like, it was very sad for me to see those people in the streets. I just felt really sad for them. And I feel like everyone should have the same opportunities as me.
So Ashton launched an initiative which he called Rise High for the Homeless. He created a logo, graphics and a multi-page PowerPoint presentation.
And he came home and quickly made presentations and presented them to family and friends and, you know, and saw quite quickly that people were prepared to give him some money so that he could do the shopping, buy the food and deliver it to the Early Morning Centre. So it looks like here, Kirsten's wants to make a donation. Alex is making a donation. That's $50 more. When he said, I would like to have this goal of 500 packs, $5,000, I must admit, Chris and I thought, oh, should we try and curb that a little bit and suggest, oh, should we aim for 100 first? Or I thought, no, you know, we can't do that. That's his goal. Let's see if we can help him achieve it. And he was, like, so passionate. No, I can do it.
Well, my mum helped me a lot.
Look how many people have wanted to make donations
One,
to you again.
One, two, three. But, yeah, it was a bit stressful at times and figuring out if I was behind sort of stuff.
through my social media platforms. That's how over half probably of the money has been raised, and we have been blown away. People who've come out of the woodwork and donated like huge amounts of money just by seeing things that Ashton's been doing on social media.
When Ashton comes to drop off the food for the packs, I get a little lift that, because I still can't believe he's so active and so involved after almost a year.
And how are you going with your target?
I've reached $5,000, which was my target, but I still have to deliver a few more, 80 more deliveries. I'm doing 2 a week, which is 20 a week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
Happy and like kind of excited, surprised I would make it this far.
If you look at how many he's supplied us with a month's worth of emergency food packs to give to our guests. That is amazing for anyone to give, let alone for a 10-year-old to do. We're very fortunate to have that.
So Mr. 10, is this the end of the road?
I would like to keep on going, but I'm not sure if I would like to do the whole, like the fundraising thing. I would like to do a bit more differently, like maybe doing a few events or maybe another at my school fete, maybe some in the community. I'm not that sure. My friends don't really talk about it much, but they're kind of a bit, when I first told them, they're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, but mostly we just talk about soccer.